Back in 05, we didn't know anything, but I felt alive more than I've ever been. The day we arrived, Evan turned and he promised me that nothing would change. And boy, was he right, 'cause nothing has changed since 2005. Back in 05, no money, didn't know anyone. It was flyer, survive, just put your hand down and run. Guitar and a case, a venue, a starting time, an ego, some style, the old Royal Mile. That was my Edinburgh 2005. But he had the frame of an actor, the mouth of a lawyer. His thoughts rang like facts, he was king of the foyer. And I couldn't see that with while the guy was disarming, and each single offer every time was just meant for Evan, and never once Evan and I. Put it in a box and lock it, take that little box, shove it in your pocket, put it in a box and lock it. Take that little box, shove it in your pocket, put it in a box and lock it. Take that little box, shove it in your pocket, put it in a box and lock it. Take that little box, shove it in your pocket.
Edinburgh 2005 is by far and away the most personal song in the show for me. I know it sort of seems odd that there are two satirical musical comedians who, you know, used to be in a comedy band together, and that sort of seems a little bit random, but it actually is incredibly autobiographical. I went to Edinburgh in 2005. I went the same year that Tim Minchin went, and Tim Minchin is a really good mate of mine. I did not go well there, I think it's fair to say. I think it's probably one of the most challenging / traumatic creative experiences I've had in my life. The show just didn't work. The audience were not on board. That anyway, I won't go into it, but it was like, it was hard. And meanwhile, Tim did exceptionally well. Tim did like unprecedentedly well, completely dominated that festival. And, you know, that was difficult. It was difficult not just because I was doing, I wasn't going well, but because it's a relentless festival, and because I couldn't really talk to my friend about it. And he was doing really well, and things were totally blowing up for him. So as a result, it's the closest I've ever come to just thinking I not only do I not want to do musical comedy anymore, but I want to leave this city now, even though I'm halfway through the fest. I want to go home. But I had a band with me, you know, I had a venue, I had a commitment. I couldn't get out of it. But you know, I was very much a part of that festival, and I went to the Perrier Awards, and I can't remember if Tim won anything. I feel like he did, but I can't remember what. Anyway, it was a big challenge, and so I always thought that Edinburgh 2005 was a moment where Random Acts of Kindness broke up, and that I wanted Ben to, you know, lament the difference between him and his partner. And so Edinburgh 05 is really about, you know, just being full of youth and vitality and ideas and not having any money and not knowing anyone and experiencing this city and this festival, which is a monster. Like, it just chews people up and spits them out. You know, it's a very hard festival. You have to produce it yourself. It costs a huge amount of money. It's very hard to find accommodation. The day you don't go out and fly for your show is the day you don't get an audience. So you literally have to hustle every single day for an audience. And so Ben has this really difficult thing where his friend and partner in the band is kind of charmed and is getting all the attention and all the love, and he's in the light, and Ben just feels like he's in the dark. And the closing kind of repetitive idea that put it in a box and lock it, take that little box, shove it in your pocket. Now, I'm not going to write any books on psychology anytime soon, but that was literally how I dealt with Edinburgh. I just put it in a little box and mentally shelved it. So, yeah, it's quite a weird, raw thing to have written that song. And it probably doesn't make any sense to anyone, or maybe no one cares about it. But if you've ever, I don't know if you've ever had the experience of, like, seeing somebody you know do incredibly well and you do incredibly badly, it's really difficult to deal with. I'm not a... fairly confident saying that I'm not a jealous person, and I've always been happy for my friends and happy for their success, because I don't sort of see the world as a competition between people, but more a competition with yourself. But it is very hard to be failing while your friend is succeeding. It's just hard. And that's in Edinburgh 05, for better or worse.